This is WCWP, Brookville, LIU Public Radio. Hear us at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Welcome to Instrumental Invasion. Here's your host, Mike Shimeri.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri, where show segments are typically like ascending a chronological tower. Cassiopeia are looking up from the ground floor of this tower with Looking Up.
Mike Shimeri plays more music on 88.1 FM, WCWP.
I'm All Yours was the Grover Washington Jr. song we just heard on Instrumental Invasion, the last track on Come Morning in 1981. I'm All Yours might have been Grover's song, but not his composition. That honor went to Richard T. playing Rhodes piano and Steve Gadd. Drums. Grover was on soprano sax, Paul Griffin on synthesizers, Eric Gale on guitar, Marcus Miller on bass and percussion by Ralph MacDonald. That last track was preceded by another, Devilette by Dave Pike from Jazz for the Jet Set in 1966. I guess we went down before going back up our chronological tower, since I take Devilette to mean She-Devil. Bassist Ben Tucker wrote it for saxophonist Dexter Gordon's Clubhouse album, recorded in 65, same as Jazz for the Jet Set, but not released until 79. Dave Pike's instrument was marimba on Devilette and all Jazz for the Jet Set tracks. Herbie Hancock played organ. Billy Butler was on electric guitar, same as Eric Gale. Bob Cranshaw on acoustic bass, as he was elsewhere on Clubhouse. Bruno Carr on drums with trumpeters Marty Scheller and Clark Terry. CT had the trumpet solo. Grady Tate played drums elsewhere on Jazz for the Jet Set and sang elsewhere on Come Morning. Leading off the show back at ground level was Looking Up by Cassiopeia, the first track on Photographs in 1983. You could say it was the first photo on the roll, and guitarist Issei Noro took it, since he wrote Looking Up. He played acoustic and electric guitars, Tetsuo Sakurai solely on electric bass, Akira Jimbo on drums, and Minoru Mukaiya on keyboards slash synthesizers, including a Yamaha CP-35. I bet he'd use a Casio keyboard, or Casio Tone at the time, if they made professional synths. T-Square, Cassiopeia's Japanese jazz fusion counterpart, await us on the second floor of the tower that is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. That means they're next.
Does music reflect the times?
2-3. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
Second floor, T-Square, with Beyond the Dawn. Come Morning.
Hey folks, this is keyboard player Bill Heller from the Rippingtons, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Bill's first Rippingtons album came in 1999, and the third song of the preceding set was from 89, Earthbound from Tourist in Paradise. 89 was the year of Earthbound, the video game's predecessor, Mother, for Family Computer, or Famicom. Earthbound, the song, was written by the Rippingtons' founding member, Russ Freeman, who played acoustic and electric guitars, like Issei Noro, plus guitar synthesizer, keyboards, and drum programming. Brandon Fields was on alto sax, Steve Bailey on bass, drummer Tony Morales on hi-hat and cymbals, and Steve Reed on percussion and soundscape. Russ and Tony were also on the song before that, also set in Paradise. Tropical Breeze by David Benoit from Freedom at Midnight in 1987. David played Kauai MIDI piano on his composition, with Russ Freeman solely on electric guitar, Tony Morales entirely on drums, Randy Kerber on the other keyboards, Bob Feldman on bass, percussion by Michael Fisher, and Sam Riney on tenor sax. We started the set with Beyond the Dawn, which comes after midnight, by T-Square was Beyond the Dawn from Human in 1993, featuring a human girl on the cover. T-Square keyboardist Hirotaka Izumi wrote Beyond the Dawn, which had a David Benoit and John Tesh quality to it. Izumi played piano and keyboards. Masato Honda was on flute and iwi, electronic wind instrument. Masahiro Ando solely on acoustic guitar. Mitsuru Suto on electric bass, like Bailey and Feldman. And Hiroyuki Noritake on drums and percussion. Naji and Roy Ayers lead off segment / floor 3 of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. Instrumentals from many genres.
Rock Elixir, because music heals.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Dave Pike played marimba on Devilette and its vibraphone for Roy Ayers, featured on the Naji number Vibin' with Ayers.
You're listening to Mike Shimeri. Smile, Mike. He's always taking our pictures around WCWP. I thought I'd surprise him with this one. But tonight, it's Instrumental Invasion here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
That liner by Jeff Kroll was preceded by Dancing with Melissa by Ken Navarro for his daughter Melissa from In My Wildest Dreams in 1999. Dance, Melissa. Melissa's older brother, Eric, was the focus of Eric's dream on Ken's 95 CD, Brighter Days. Dancing with Melissa followed Waiting for Melissa on After Dark in 91. Ken wrote all of them, and for Dancing with Melissa, he played acoustic guitars, drum and percussion programming, and any keyboards not played by J. Rowe. Gary Granger was on bass and his brother Greg on real drums. J. Rowe and the Granger brothers are now in Acoustic Alchemy. Vibin' with Ayers by Naji danced before Dancing with Melissa on Embrace in 2003, featuring Roy Ayers on vibraphone. Naji played soprano saxophone on Vibin' with Ayers, composing it with three other guys, co-producer Kevin Walker on bass and percussion programming, John Lampkin on drum programming, and Mo Daniels on keyboards. Naji's brother, Fareed, was the main producer, and Mike Scott played electric guitar. Not that Mike Scott, Jeff Kroll. Pat Metheny leads his trio on electric guitar as we head into hour two with the trio live edition of James by Pat Metheny Group. Come on in, boys.
This is WCWP, Brookville, public radio that rocks. On the air, 88.1 FM. Online, WCWP.org. And on the go, the WCWP app.
It's hour two of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. Hour one ended with James by Pat Metheny Trio from Trio Live in 2000, recorded live in 1999 and 2000 during their tour of Japan, Europe, and their native U.S. James, a tribute to James Taylor, was composed by Pat Metheny and Lyle Mays for Pat Metheny Group's Off-Ramp album in 82. The trio playing James live were Pat on electric guitar, Larry Grenadier on acoustic bass, and Bill Stewart on drums. I saw Bill with John Scofield's Combo 66 live at Blue Note Jazz Club in 2018. Hour two flutters in with Butterfly by guitarist Roberto Restuccia. And it's an original Butterfly, not the one by Herbie Hancock, the organist for Devilette in hour one by Dave Pike. Butterfly, Roberto Restuccia.
Hi, this is Alexis Lindsay, a.k.a. Lextacy, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thanks, Alexis. Nick Colione wrote and performed that musical fortress, Castle, with a K, from Just Like That, released May 12th, 2023. Aside from Nick's guitar, Chris Big Dog Davis did the rest. He produced it and played piano, keyboards, synth bass, and drum and percussion programming on it. The middle song had a similar setup, but the lead musician did most of the work. Kim Waters with That Special Touch, the title track to his 2022 CD. Kim wrote it and played saxophones, led by soprano, along with all the same instruments as Chris Davis. Chris Harris played guitar. Roberto Restuccia played guitar and wrote the first song of the set, Butterfly, from Lounge Cats, with a K and a Z, since he's British, slinking out to retailers on April 14th, 2023, 4 weeks ahead of Just Like That. Roberto was backed up by fellow Brits on Butterfly. Ali Silk played Rhodes piano and organ, Orefo Orakwe on real bass, and Wesley Joseph on real drums. Next, on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri, Norman Brown's guitar takes us back west and down a floor chronologically. Stick around for that.
Hey, I'm Avery Cochigas.
And the WCWP app for over 40 years.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
We're back west in the U.S., United States, with Norman Brown, whose song is The North Star, featuring Marion Meadows on saxophone. Norman is on guitar.
WCWP.
Foreplay gave us the third degree on Instrumental Invasion from Let's Touch the Sky in 2010, an album with photos taken by photographer Sandrine Lee, wife of bassist Will Lee. Will's friend Chuck Loeb joined Foreplay in 2010 and wrote Third Degree. He also wrote In the House with Kim Waters, and one part of Third Degree reminded me of that. In each case, Chuck was on guitar. In this case alone, Bob James was on piano and keyboards, Nathan East on bass, and Harvey Mason on drums. Before Third Degree, Yellow Jackets asked the musical question, "Can't we elope?" Yes, and that was on A Rise in the Road in 2013. Yellow Jackets member Russell Ferrante asked that question and played piano on his composition. Bob Mintzer was on tenor sax, Will Kennedy on drums, and Felix Pastorius on bass, with guest musician Ambrose Akinmusari on trumpet. Felix is the son of bassist Jaco Pastorius, and Bob Mintzer was performing with Jaco when Felix and his twin brother Julius were born. The set began with Norman Brown and the North Star from Let It Go in 2017. And no, it had nothing to do with the song in the 2013 Disney film Frozen. Norman's Let It Go was a spiritual exposition of the mental state in a trance or meditation. His The North Star composition featured Marion Meadows on soprano and tenor sax. Norman Brown played guitar, Tracy Carter on piano, Herman Jackson on Rhodes and keyboards, Nathaniel Kearney Jr. on bass, and Third Richardson, Frank Richardson III, on drums. There's one segment left in this instrumental invasion with Mike Shamari, led off by Michael Lington. Next.
Hi, I'm Tom.
Here at WCWP, it's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari, here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
From the North Star by Norman Brown to South Bay by Michael Lington.
This is Travis Demers, the radio voice of the Portland Trailblazers, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Travis. That was a whopping four songs in a row, though two were short. Memorex Reprise by the Jeff Lorber Fusion was the shortest, a reprise to an earlier track on Space Time in 2021. Both Memorexes were composed by Jeff Lorber, keyboards, synth bass, guitar, Rick Braun, nothing, Richard Elliott, nothing, and Gerald Albright, real electric bass. Jimmy Haslip was the electric bass soloist on the reprise. Gary Novak played drums and David Mann handled the horn arrangement and performance. Before that, Lewis Hayes on drums with Carmine's Bridge from Exactly Right, coming out April 21st, 2023. Quoting the liner notes, Carmine's Bridge was written by David Hazeltine for an old acquaintance to whom bridges were very important. In his honor, this tune actually does not have a bridge. Just as a physical bridge is used to connect two places together, a musical bridge can connect two sections of a song. The tune itself could be a bridge. David Hazeltine's instrument on the bridge for Carmine was piano. Steve Nelson played vibraphone like Roy Ayers on Vibin' with Ayers by Najee. Abraham Burton was on tenor saxophone, Desron Douglas on acoustic bass, and Lewis Hayes himself on drums. Lewis was a 2023 NEA Jazzmaster. Herb Alpert had the second shortest song of the set, Catch the Wind. Not necessarily a tropical wind or breeze. Catch the Wind was the title track to his 2021 CD, written by all performers. Herb on trumpet and vocals and producer. His wife, Lonnie Hall, just on vocals. Andre De Santana on bass and producer, and Brian Velasco on guitar, keyboards, and drum programming. And we started with Michael Lington. South Bay was the last of five tracks on Looking Ahead, his May 12th, 2023 EP, same day as Just Like That. Memorex Reprise was the last track on Space Time by the Jeff Lorber Fusion. South Bay was the work of all its performers, Michael on alto sax, Paul Brown on guitar, and Shane Theriault on keyboards, synth bass, and drum programming. Michael's liner notes credit Joe Wolf as the third guy, but his website says it was Theriault. Allison Brown ends the show on banjo, duetting with Sierra Hull on mandolin. Sweet 16ths, as in 16th notes, from On Banjo, released May 5th, 2023, a week ahead of Just Like That and Looking Ahead. Quoting Allison's liner notes, playing with Sierra is always a joy. She brings the perfect combination of fire and delicacy to her playing and somehow never misses. One of the sections of this tune has a chromatic run that uses every note on the first string of the mandolin. I'm still not sure how she did it with only four fingers. I'm not sure how we got through this show and to the top of the tower, but we did. Thank you very much for listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. I hope you enjoyed it as we end on Sweet 16ths by Allison Brown and Sierra Hull. See ya.